朋友，欢迎在活在耶稣里福音网站收听福乐人生讲坛。接下来为你播出吴继阳牧师的讲道信息。愿神仆人的教导能帮助你更好地学习圣经真理，坚定信心来跟随主耶稣。
Today's Father's Day. Originally, we planned to invite two brothers to share their testimony.
但是请不到，只好我自己讲。
We couldn't invite anybody, so.
但我想一想，我大概只能够讲一个失败父亲的见证。
So I can only tell you a story about a failed father.
好在我们的上帝有恩典，我们不怕失败。
Our Lord has a grace. We are not fear to.
只要我们承认失败，肯改过来，在上帝的眼中，我们还算是诚实。
And then so long we can admit our mistakes and then confess and change, God's face is faithful.
那上帝一定会饶恕我们，算我们为敬职。
Yeah, He definitely will consider us faithful.
圣经当中很少有称职的父亲。
And in the Bible, there are not many few straight, rightful father.
如果我们仔细的去找，我们都会失望的。
If we look earnestly, and we will feel disappointed.
其中一位最著名失职的父亲是谁
？And who is the one that really failed on this?Who is he?
啊？以利，还有没有人著名啊？大卫，好呀。我们今天就要从大卫失败的见证来学学功课。
So today we're going to learn the lessons from one that failed, King David.
我们一起低头祷告。
Let's bow our head.
感谢天父。奇妙的设计，让我们每一个人都有一位地上的父亲。
Thank you, Heavenly Father, that for your wonderful making that each one of us has a father on earth.
因为你才是我们真正的天父，要借着地上的父亲来显示你的爱。
And you are the truly Father, but will be revealed through our earth Father.
求天父帮助我们在今天我们的学习中，我们不但自己要做一个好父亲，也帮助我们做一个好的孩子。
And with your help, today we'll strive to be a good father, but also a good child.
让我们完全像你一样的完全。
And may we be try to be as perfect as you are.
奉耶稣基督的圣名祷告。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
大卫东征西讨，把以色列人从十二个支派统一起来，征服了四境的仇敌。
And David conquered all corners and united 12 tribes, and formed the nation.
他建立了一个独立自主的王国。
And he established a kingdom with sovereignty.
但是在他成功之后就开始骄傲起来。
Once he became successful, he became boastful, pride.
他放松地享受做王的生活。
And relaxed and enjoyed the leisure life of a king.
由于今天要读的经文很多，所以呢，我们只读中文。那么，就请读英文的自己跟着经文看。
Because today we're going to read too many verses, and we will only recite the Chinese version. For English version, please check it on your own Bible.
撒母耳记下第二章十一节，撒母耳记下第十一章第二节到第四节。
The Second Samuel chapter 11, 2 to 19.
一日太阳平息，大卫从床上起来，在王宫的平顶上游行，看见一个妇人沐浴，容貌甚美。大卫就差人打听那妇人是谁，有人说她是以年的女儿，赫人乌利亚的妻拔示巴。大卫差人去将妇人接来，那时她的月经才得洁净，她来了，大卫与她同房，她就回家去了。这里我们看到大卫犯罪的一个经过。
Here describes the process that David committed a crime.
乌利亚是大卫的一个勇士。
Uriah was a great soldier of David.
他正在战场上跟亚门人作战。
He was fighting a battle for on the field.
大卫却抢夺了他的妻子。
Yet David got his wife.
我们看到大卫犯罪的五个步骤。
And we can see the five steps that David committed.
首先，他是悠闲无事。
And first, he was idling leisurely.
哪有人睡觉睡到下午太阳平息的呢？
Anyone sleep until the day until the evening?
除非你老婆带着孩子回国去了，所以你一直打游戏打了一晚上到天亮。
Except your wife went back home and then you play computer games all night.
第二，他放纵情欲。
And then the second one, he gave to his lust.
他什么不看，怎么看女人洗澡呢？
And he was watching women taking bath.
当然，拔示巴也不好，那洗澡就洗澡，为什么给人看呢？
Bathsheba also let other people watch.
你看，在网上有许多色情的东西是你不注意，它就跳出来了。
And there are many things on porn on the net.
你看这些，你看连续剧都会让你上瘾的。
And then even watching all the series and will be addicted.
第三步就是好奇去探听。
And then third step is to raise your curiosities.
好奇不见得是一件好事。
Curiosity may not be a good thing.
他不用在正途上就成为一个犯罪的动力。
If you not direct your curiosity toward the right things, it becomes the seed of bad things.
网络上你去看这些标题，全部都是引发你的好奇。
And all the things on the net now tempt you to raise your curiosity.
你如果进去看，往往跟标题毫无关系。
And when you get entered there, the subject is completely different from the title that tempted you.
因为他要引你的好奇去浪费你的时间，叫你犯罪。
Because the purpose is attract you to into that to waste your time.
然后大卫就滥用权力。
And then David abused his power.
所以用他的权力去偷取、滥用别人的东西。
And then to abuse his power to overtake other people's property.
而且他是越陷就越深。
And then that's worse. He got deeper and deeper into this.
我们有没有偷公司里面的东西呢？
Have we stolen things from our company?
好像我常讲的笑话，爸爸骂儿子，你怎么拉别人的铅笔？我从公司里拉回来那么多铅笔还不够你用啊。
Just like the joke that the father admonished his son, says, why do you take a pencil from your friends? I've taken too many from our company. You still don't have one.
最后犯罪就来到奸淫。
And then this leads to adultery.
你知道你心里面想多了，你迟早有机会就会做出来。
As long as you start thinking too many things, eventually you will do it.
因为罪是从心中的意念开始。
Because the sin is birthed from the heart.
大卫第一个阶段的犯罪就到这里。
And this is a...His crime has reached to this point.
但不会停在这里，因为罪会生孩子的。
However, the sin won't stop here. It will give birth to a child.
所以他与拔示巴犯了奸淫之后，他下一步就是想怎么样占有他。
And then after this, he planned to possess her.
于是他召唤他的元帅约雅来。就命令他把乌西亚调回来。
And then he summoned his general to
Uriah
to get back to back from the battle.
大卫首先问候乌利亚，就打发他回家。
And first he greeted him and sent him home.
然后接下去的撒母耳记下第十一章八到九节、十四节到第十五节。
And then the second Samuel, the
verse 11 to 14
15。
大卫对乌西亚说：“你回家去洗洗脚吧。”啊，乌利亚，我怎么老说乌西亚？乌利亚出了王宫，随后王送他一份食物，乌利亚却不却和他主人的仆人一同睡在宫门外，没有回家去。次日早晨，大卫写信与约雅，叫乌利亚随手带去。信内容写着说，要派乌利亚前进到正是极险之处，你们便退后，使他被杀。首先，大卫假装很关心，把乌利亚召回来，褒奖了一番。
First, he pretended to be good.To praise Uriah for his doing in battles.
然后给他一份王的食物。
And he gave him a food or king's meal.
第二步，他就设法要摆脱自己的罪。
And second one, he's trying to get rid of his own sin.
大卫叫乌利亚回家去休息，其实是叫他回家去与妻子同房，这样就好八十八的怀孕算在他头上。
He sent Uriah back home to be able to allow him to have a good relation with his wife so he can get rid of his guilt of bearing the child.
那阴险的罪多半是假装从做好人开始。
This tricky sins you committed normally is you pretending to be good to start.
所以有很多好心的人来无缘无故的接触你，你都要防备的。
So you have to be careful, watchful. See if someone just comes showing to do good things on.
因为人犯罪的本性就是这样，要假装做好人。
Because that's one way to do that, to pretend to be a good.
第三，就滥用权力。
And third one is abuse of power again.
大卫没有料到乌利亚是这么样子的忠心，不肯回家去睡觉。
He didn't expect that Uriah was so faithful. He didn't go back home.
他栽赃的计谋不得逞，他就派他的元帅，乌雅去谋害他。
So the David's original plan didn't fulfill. So he sent Uriah to the front of battle.
他就设下陷阱。
He set up the trap for him.
几乎所有的阴谋都是有陷阱的。
And any tricks has some trap behind.
他叫乌雅派乌利亚到正是最险的地方，然后所有的兵撤开，让他被敌人杀死。
His plan was to send him to the battle place where the fierce fight occurs, and then retrieve all others such that Uriah would be killed.
这第五步就是借刀杀人。
The fifth step is to use others to kill.
因为一般战场的情势是很难预料的。
Because normally it's very hard to predict the situation in the battlefield.
常常有所谓的 friendly fire, 就是自己人杀自己人的事情。
Even the casing of a friendly fire is people kills his own people.
大卫可恨的地方是他设谋要杀乌利亚，还叫乌利亚带着杀他的这个信去。
And The evil thing is he wanted to kill Uriah and even asked him to carry his own death letter.
他忠心耿耿的部下就被他的长官出卖了，妻子也被夺去了。
And then through this evil plan, and then he was sold by his king, and then even though he lost his wife.
大卫犯了这两项滔天大罪。奸淫的罪跟谋杀的罪。
And he committed these two big sins, the adultery and then murder.
神并没有放过他，神叫先知约拿单去见他。
So God didn't permit this to happen. He sent his prophet Nathan to see him.
撒母耳记下第十二章一到七节。
And Samuel Samuel chapter 12 verses 1 to 7.
耶和华差遣拿单去见大卫，拿单到了大卫那里，对他说，在一座城里有两个人，一个是富户，一个是穷人。有一客人来到这富户家里，富户舍不得从自己的牛群羊群中取一只预备给客人吃，却取了那穷人的羔羊预备给客人吃。大卫就甚恼怒那人，对拿单说，我指着永生的耶和华起誓，行这事的人该死，他必偿还羊羔四倍，因为他行这事没有怜悯的心。拿单对大卫说，你就是那人。要指出一个人的罪不是一件简单的事。
To point out some bad deeds of someone is not a simple thing.
第一，首先要有神的感动跟引导。
First, you have to be touched by God and then guided by God.
我们常常要替天行道，我们就随意的去指出别人的罪。
And we think using the pretense, we go point out other people's mistakes.
对方不承认，那情况就越搞越糟。
And if they don't admit, the situation will get a mess.
第二步，我们要有智慧去与人交谈。
And then secondly, we have to say wise words.
先知拿单他就用一个故事来帮助大卫看见自己的罪。
So the prophet Nathan used a story to reveal the bad natures of David.
就是这一个有钱人欺负这个穷人。
And that means the rich person that take advantage of the poor.
这个穷人他只有一只山羊，小山羊是他跟他女儿孩子一起长大的。
And this poor fellow, he only has a small ewe lamb and grew up with the family.
但是这个妇人却抢夺去给他招待，杀了给他的客人。
Yet this rich who took over this lamb and then to treat his guests.
拿单用这个故事点出了大卫他的心结，因为大卫知道自己是有罪的。
The Nathan used this story to point out this, the problem in the hearts of David.
这个就说明我们要指出人的罪要一针见血。
And here means that we have to be pointed directly, touched to the subject.
我们不能一直在那里绕圈子，给别人有辩解的机会。
And we cannot go around and then let people to have excuses for it.
但是整个过程应当在神圣灵的指引中。
And this is, of course, the whole process has to be guided by the Holy Spirit.
还有一点下面写不了，所以我没有写，就是要有一个温柔的心。
And then the next one item not included here is to have a kind heart.
尤其是妻子要帮助丈夫指出他的罪来，那温柔的心更重要。
And especially used by her wife to point out the mistakes by husband, a kind heart is very important.
怎么都是弟兄在点头啊？
All the brothers are nodding.
好，我们继续看撒母耳记下第十二章十到十二节。
The chapter 12 of verses 10 to 12.
你既藐视我，娶了，这是神讲的，你既藐视我，娶了赫人乌利亚的妻为妾为妻，所以刀剑必永不离开你的家。耶和华如此说，我必从你家中兴起祸患攻击你，我必在你的眼前把你的兵飞兵赐给别人，他在日光之下就与他们同寝，你在暗中行这事，我却要在以色列众人面前日光之下报应你。神对于罪是十分恨恶的。
And the Lord hates sin.
因为这是他圣洁的本性。
And that's the nature of holiness.
他不能够容忍罪。
He cannot admit tolerate.
他一定要惩罚。
He must punish.
那很多人犯罪好像没事一样。那是时候还没有到。
And you seem that the see people seem that they commit sins but not being tolerated or punished.
而且神的儿女，这个惩罚会更早来到。
And that's probably not the timing, especially for the children of God. This punishment will come soon.
神首先要把罪暴露出来。
And first, the Lord will reveal the sin nature.
因为这是对付罪的唯一办法。
And that's the only way to deal with sin.
在黑暗中行的罪，有一天就要在日光之下公开。
The sin committed in the darkness will be revealed in light.
今天有很多人讲公开我也不怕。
And many people says that's fine going public things.
甚至我干脆就从橱柜中走出来，公开的犯罪，承认我有罪。
And saying we just walking out of closet, that's fine.
他们以为公开了之后罪就不再是罪。
And they think that's by publishing their sins and sin no longer is a sin.
但神对于罪是不能容忍的，有一个处罚一定会来到。
The Lord, yeah, the Lord will punish sins. He can't tolerate sin.
大卫犯了奸淫跟谋杀两项的大罪。
David committed two sins, adultery and murdering.
神把它公开出来。
And Lord want to make this public.
但是我们注意大卫的反应。
And let's watch the reaction of David.
大卫马上立刻在拿单的面前他就认罪。
And he immediately confessed his sins in front of Nathan.
他说我得罪了耶和华。
He said, I sinned against Jehovah.
然后他就接受神对他的惩罚。
And he accepted the punishment.
这个惩罚其实也是神训练他的一个过程。
And actually, this is a way of discipling David.
首先就是把他和拔示巴生的孩子给取走了，死了。
And then the first thing is took away the son that born from Bathsheba and David.
大卫本来是悲痛的，饭都不能吃，一听儿子死了，他很高兴就起来进去会幕敬拜神。
And he was originally very sad, but after heard that God dealt with his son, and he was pleased.
因为他知道他是错了，他需要乐意的接受神给他的惩罚。
Because he understood he was made wrong, he gladly accepted the punishment.
这一点大卫与我们很多人不一样，他是清清楚楚的知道得罪了神，接受神的惩罚是应当乐意的接受。
And he knew this point better than many of us.
我们接下去看第十三章一到二节、十四节到第十五节。
And then chapter 13, verses 1, 2, and 14 to 15.
大卫的儿子亚沙龙有一个美貌的妹子，名叫塔玛。大卫的儿子暗嫩爱她，暗嫩为他妹子塔玛忧急成病。塔玛还是处女，暗嫩以为难向她行事，但暗嫩不肯听她的话，因比他力大，就玷辱他，与他同寝。随后暗嫩极其恨他，那恨他的心比先前爱他的心更甚，对他说，你起来去吧。我们看到神的惩罚来到。
Now here we see the punishment arise.
有其父必有其子，这就是做父亲的责任和悲哀。
And like father, like son,That's the sad story of being a father.
因为父亲所作所为很自然的会被儿女学取。
Whatever fathers does will be imitated by the children.
大卫的长子暗嫩想占有他美貌的妹妹塔玛。
The eldest son of David, Amnon wanted to take the sister, Tama.
大卫做王的时候已经有六个妻子。
And when David became a king, he had six wives.
每一个人都给他生了一个儿子。
And each one of the wives gave birth to a son.
第二个儿子基利亚早死。
The second son, Gilead, died early.
老三亚沙龙和他的妹妹塔玛是基述王公主这个叫做玛加所生的。
The third wife who gave birth to Absalom and Tamar.
那这一对兄妹呢，是娶了爸爸妈妈的优点，男的英俊，女的美丽。
And this pair of children and took all the big trait of David, the handsome boys and the beautiful girl.
圣经形容亚沙龙呢是啊，圣经当中的第一。美男子
and The Bible describes Absalom to be the handsomest man in the Bible.
那他的头发呢？啊，非常的浓密，又很多沉重啊。
And his hair was dense and dark.
他的大卫的长子安顿跟他父亲一样，都是心中充满了欲火。
And the eldest son, just like David, held a lot of lust in their hearts.
我们看那个罪在他的心里面，安顿的心里面怎么样子的滋长。
And we can see here through how this sin grow up in grow in the Amnon's heart.
因为他容许心里面对于犯罪的意念在那里不停的搅扰他。
And he let this desire to commit sins to grow in his heart.
所以他用诡计来暗中犯罪。
So he set a trick to commit this this sin act.
他谎称生病了，叫父亲派他的女儿塔玛来服侍他。
He pretended he was sick, and then they asked Tamar to come here to serve him.
然后他就强暴了塔玛。
And then he raped her.
这个做法跟他父亲大卫有过之而无不及。
And this is even worse than what David did.
但事后呢，他又想摆脱那个犯罪感，就产生恨，把他塔玛赶走。
And afterwards, he had to get rid of the sin, and he had it, he grew the hatred in his heart.
这下子就激怒了塔玛的哥哥亚撒龙。
And this made Tamar's brother Absalom very mad.
亚撒龙可不是省油的灯啊！他和哥哥弟弟们争夺这些王位已经白热化了。
And Absalom is not someone to reckon with, that he wanted to take the throne and fighting with his brothers.
但他为人是非常阴险深沉，他没有马上就报仇，等了两年看看父亲的反应怎么样。
And he didn't do it right away. He planned this in watching how his father will react for 2 years.
结果什么也没有发生，为什么？因为大卫自己是犯奸淫的，就纵容他的长子。
But yet David didn't do anything about this matter.
于是亚撒龙就利用一次庆祝收割羊毛的机会，举行了一个宴会，把大卫所有的儿子都请去吃酒。
And yet, so Absalom took an opportunity to invite all the sons in a party.
那他怕暗嫩不去，就要求王指令暗嫩去。
And then he was afraid that Amnon would not attend the party. He asked the king to designate Amnon to come.
13:28-29.
And chapter 13, verses 28 to 30.
亚撒龙吩咐仆人说：“你们注意看暗嫩饮酒畅快的时候，我对你们说，杀暗嫩，你们便杀他，不要惧怕。这不是我吩咐你们的吗？你们只管壮胆奋勇。”亚撒龙的仆人就照亚撒龙所吩咐的向暗嫩行了。王的众子都起来，个人骑上骡子逃跑了。话才说完，王的众子都到了，放声大哭，王和臣仆也都哭得甚动。亚撒龙逃到基述王亚米户的儿子达买那里去了。大卫天天为他的儿子悲哀，最担心的事情终于发生了。
And the things he was worrying finally happened.
亚撒龙为了报仇，也为了夺王位，就把他哥哥暗嫩给杀了。
Because revenge, Absalom want to take the revenge and then get the throne, he killed his brother Amnon.
然后他就逃到他的公公那里，就是逃到他的母亲的娘家啊、外公那里，在基述王那里藏了三年。
And he fled to his grandmother's maternal grandma's family and.Hide for 3 years.
亚撒龙不在，大卫天天叹息，因为他爱亚撒龙超过其他的儿子。
So Absalom was away, and David was missed him.
做父亲的，如果偏爱的时候，儿女手足之情一定会破坏的。
If you have some bias in your love toward your children, and the relationship among the children will definitely worsen.
我们家有
六个兄弟姐妹。
The family had six brothers and sisters.
一女一男，一女一男，一女一男。
那显然父亲会偏爱最小的女的跟男的。
And then one girl, one boy, one girl, and so forth. Definitely the father will tend to bias onto the youngest.
所以我跟我大哥情感并不深。
So the pastor's, the relationship with his eldest brother is not good.
他年轻的时候十分的叛逆，所以很早他就离家自己闯天下去了。
He was rebelling since early ages, and he left home to get his own business.
一直到我成年之后，我们的关系才恢复起来。
And until then, later on, when he pastor became adults and their relationships restored.
做父亲的不能偏爱儿女。
And being a father, you cannot bias your love.
大卫纵容儿女，管不了他们。
And David allowed all this to happen. He couldn't control them.
因为他自己做父亲的见证不好，不能够做榜样，是一个失败的父亲。
Because he couldn't have set a good example and being a role model to his children.
他与亚撒龙保持距离，却又很想想念他。
And even though he maintained a distance between him and Absalom, but he missed him.
最后还是让他回国了。
And finally led Absalom to return.
继续十五章一到六节第十节。
And continuing this chapter 15 verses 1-6.
之后亚撒龙为自己预备车马，又派五十人在他前头奔走。亚撒龙常常早晨起来站在城门的道旁，凡有争讼的要去求王判断的，亚撒龙就叫他们过来问他说，这样亚撒龙暗中就得了以色列人的心。亚撒龙打发探子走遍以色列各支派说，你们一听见脚声就说亚撒龙在希伯伦做王了。亚撒龙他等了五年，他的父亲都没有处置他。
And Absalom waited for 5 years and David didn't do anything.
他也父亲也没有要死掉，好像也没有要让位。
And David didn't look that he was going to die and or give up his throne.
亚撒龙野心勃勃，实在等不了了。
And Absalom couldn't wait any longer.
那历史当中，儿子杀父亲篡位的不少，在中国历史上。
And in the history, the son kills the father to become a king, has many instances.
至少有六位，那包括呢隋炀帝杨广。
In Chinese history, at least six cases.
所以亚撒龙呢，他就摆出一副做王的野心，弄了五十个人开道。
And then Absalom started revealing his desire, and he showed off all his plan.
然后他就收买百姓的心，在城门口那一些要去听王诉讼的，他都先去问他们的安。
And he tried to buy the hearts of people.For people who show up in the king's court to file complaints, he took all those.
暗中他就联络各支派的人来支持他。
And secretly he connected all the supporters.
等到大卫年老了，做王四十年，亚撒龙就背叛了。
And when David becomes aged, and Absalom started the revolt.
十五章十三、十四节。
Chapter 15.
有人报告大卫说，以色列人的心都归向亚撒龙了。大卫就对耶路撒冷跟随他的臣仆说，我们要起来逃走，不然都不能躲避亚撒龙了，要速速的去，恐怕他忽然来到加害于我们，用刀杀合成的人。于是人为亚撒龙在宫殿的平顶上支搭帐篷，亚撒龙在以色列众人眼前与他父亲的妃嫔亲近。这里我们看到神对大卫犯罪的惩罚。
Chapter 15, 13 to 14, and chapter 16, verses 20, here we see that the punishment of God arrives to David.
按着摩西的律法，欺骗别人的要还人四倍。
According to Israel's law, if you cheated, you had to pay fourfold.
所以当先知拿单在质问大卫的时候，他说大卫自己讲，那一个妇人他欺骗了穷人，夺了他的羊，要还他四只羊。
And then when the early on Nathan pointed out his sin, David says the rich person should pay fourfold, redeem four lambs.
大卫神也是这样的对待他，叫他付出四倍的代价。
And here, so did the God to David. He had to pay four heads.
他与八十八生的孩子死了。
So the son of Bathsheba died.
他的女儿塔玛被强暴。
And then the Tamar was raped.
他的长子安嫩被杀。
And Amnon was killed.
最后，他的三子亚撒龙背叛，最后也死了。
And then lastly, the Absalom. Revolt and also end up dead.
神对大卫说：“你在暗处强占别人的妻子，你的妻子也要在明处被人强占。”
So you possessed other people's wife in the secret. Now other people will take care of your wives in public.
结果亚撒龙就攻入了大卫的皇宫。大卫出走之后，亚撒龙就让大卫他父亲的妃嫔在王宫的平顶上公开向以色列人犯罪。
When David fled from Absalom, and then he left his few concubines, and the Absalom made a tent on the roof, and then slept with all these concubines.
大卫犯奸淫。谋杀两个罪都得到了惩罚。
And thus the punishment of David has realized.
不但如此，他不得不离他的国被夺去，他不得不离开王宫出走。
And he has to fled from his palace.
那么亚撒龙的背叛声势很大。
And he was the Absalom's revolt was a big deal.
大卫当然也有还有很多的支持者，他的外甥呢约雅就是一个非常勇敢善战的人。
His nephew Joab was a few supporters of his.
他跟这个亚撒龙跟大卫的军队交战，亚撒龙就败了。
And then when his army fought with the army of Absalom, and Absalom was in defeat.
十八章第九节。
And chapter 18, verse 9.
亚撒龙偶然遇见大卫的仆人，亚撒龙骑着驴子、骡子，从大橡树穿密枝底下经过，他的头发被树枝绕住，就悬挂起来，所骑的骡子便离他去了。约雅手拿着三杆短枪，趁亚撒龙在橡树上还活着，就刺透了他的心。亚撒龙本来是有机会可以乘胜一击消灭大卫跟他的跟从者。
Absalom had an opportunity to finish up the David's army and then becomes a king.
但是他骄傲自大，不肯听从他的参谋亚西多佛出的主意，结果就失去了良机。
But he lost the chance and disregard his advice from.The advice from his advisor.
亚撒龙他的藏人之处呢，结果变成害他之处。
And then his character, a good feature now became the reason for his downfall.
他那一头那样浓密美丽的头发，天天去烫发，也没想到最后害死他的也是他的头发。
And because his beautiful hair was also dimmed him, because his hair was caught in the branches of the oak tree.
不要看师母啊，他刚刚做了头发，不，结果缠在树枝上。
And so his hair was tangled on the tree branches.
当亚撒龙被约雅杀死以后
，and so and he was killed by Joab.
十八章三十二到三十三节，十九章五到八节。
Chapter 18, 32, 33, and chapter 19, 5 to 8.
王就问古士人说，少年人亚沙龙平安不平安？古士人回答说，愿我主我王的仇敌和一切兴起要杀害你的人都与那少年人一样。王就心里伤动，上城门楼去哀哭，一面走一面说，我儿亚沙龙啊，我儿亚沙龙啊，我恨不得替你死，亚沙龙，我儿我儿。约雅进去见王说，你今日使你一切仆人脸面惭愧了，他们今日救了你的性命和你的儿女妻妾的性命，你却爱那恨你的人，恨那爱你的人。现在你当出去安慰你仆人的心，我指着耶和华起誓，你若不出去，今夜必无一人与你同在一处。于是王起来坐在城门口，众民听说王坐在城门口，就都来聚到王的面前。大卫为何为亚沙龙死那样子的伤心呢？
Why he was David so sad about the death of Absalom?
当然他偏爱亚沙龙是不错，可是真正是因为他犯罪的内疚。
And of course that the reason he loved Absalom in particular, but he was feeling guilt of committing sins.
因为他一再地说神是用亚沙龙来教训他，来报应他。
Because he repeatedly said that God uses Absalom to discipline him.
所以与其说他是可惜亚沙龙，不如说是他坦诚地承认自己为父之错。
And this is the way that he admitted his fault.
你说你怎么知道？我是从诗篇五十一篇大卫的悔罪诗里面看得出来。
And you can say why? How do you know that? So the reason is we can learn this from the book of Psalms.
诗篇五十一篇第三、第四节、第十节、第十七节。
And then Psalms chapter 15 verses 3-4 and chapter 10 verses 17.
因为我知道我的过犯，我的罪常在我面前，我向你犯罪，唯独得罪了你，在你眼前行了这恶，以致你责备我的时候显为公义，判断我的时候显为清正。神啊，求你为我造清洁的心，使我里面重新有正直的灵。神所要的祭就是忧伤的灵，神啊，忧伤痛悔的心你必不轻看。我们的天父是慈悲的天父。
And our God, our Father in heaven, is a merciful one.
他知道我们的软弱，我们所犯的罪都在他的面前。
And he knows our weaknesses and all we do committed, and he knows.
神管教我们，我们应当乐意接受，因为原是为我们好。
He punishes us is for our good.
叫我们不要再犯了。
So we don't commit it anymore.
因为他看重的就是我们里面那真正愿意悔改的心。
Because he values the heart that we a repentant heart in us.
不但是悔，而是愿意改过来。
Not only repent, but are willing to change.
你可能不是一位成功的父亲， perhaps, 但你可以做一个肯悔改的父亲。
Perhaps you haven't been a successful father, but you should have a repentant and change heart.
我讲过这个见证，你们再听一次吧。
I've shared this testimony before, so listen one more time.
当我儿子十五、十六岁的时候。
When my son was 15 and 16 years old,
有一个主日的下午，他不做功课，跟他另外一个女孩子一直在电话里聊天。
And one Sunday afternoon, he didn't do his homework and spent all afternoon talking with a girl on the phone.
那时候我一边工作，一边在神学院里念书。
That time I was in seminary and then holding a full-time job.
认识一位从印尼来的牧师，他也在那里念博士。他的三个女儿跟我们家三个孩子玩在一起。
And then I met a pastor in Indonesian studying the seminary, and he had three daughters. Was very good friends of our children.
那他的老大女儿跟我的大儿子只差一岁。
And his eldest daughter was just 1 year younger than my eldest son.
所以两个人就常常玩在一起。
And they all to get together.
那一天下午我非常不高兴，是因为他一直在电话上。
And that afternoon, I was not very unhappy because he spent all afternoon on the phone.
所以我就说 Daniel, Daniel. 然后过一下我就说 Daniel, Daniel.
And then he called his name, Daniel, Daniel.
他还是不放下。那我后来就生气了。
And he didn't let the phone go, and so I was mad.
我说 Daniel, 你把电话立刻放下，你回到房间去。
And said, Daniel, drop your phone and go back to your room.
然后他就把很不情愿地把电话放下，然后就去房间里把门关起来。
And he was very unhappy and let down the phone and went back to his room.
晚上吃饭的时候，妈妈唤他，他也不出来。
And in dinner time, mother called him for dinner. He didn't show up.
我知道这一次对孩子伤害是大了。
I know that made a harm to the child.
因为师母那时候还不是师母了。我妻子告诉我说 ，Come on， 这一个女孩，他们父亲毕业了，他们要搬回印尼去了。
Wife reminded me that the pastor in the seminary is about to graduate and they're about to move back to Indonesia.
那 Daniel 跟他做了几年的朋友，心里面难过，所以跟他讲讲电话有什么不可以呢？
So Daniel was very sad. So what's wrong for letting him talk on the phone?
所以那一天的晚上，我跟儿子就邀他坐在客厅，我要跟他谈话。
So that night, I invited him to have a talk.
我记得很清楚，的灯也没有打开，天色也暗了，我就跟孩子讲。
And I remember vividly that darkness. We didn't turn the lights on, and we talked.
我说 ，Daniel， 父亲对不起你，因为我不知道这个情况。
And I said, Daniel, I'm sorry because I didn't understand the circumstances.
我说请你原谅我，我们两个就抱头痛哭起来。
And so we asked for forgiveness and we wept together.
那个是我大概永远不能忘记的一个经历，就是我感觉到一个父亲肯认错，那个父亲是一个诚实的父亲。
And that was an unforgettable moment because I realized that being able to confess, admit errors, is a good way, father.
Is that honorable?
honest father.
我们可能不是一个成功的父亲。
Perhaps we are not so successful as a father.
但是我们可以做一位悔改的父亲。
But we can be a one that we can make changes.
虽然错误已经造成，
even though we already made a mistake,
但是随着儿女的成长，有一天他们会明白。
And with their growing up, one day they will understand.
父亲的认错，这还是最可爱的父亲。
And this is by being admitting the mistakes, it becomes a lovable father.
那后来都是神的恩典，就不用谈了。
The rest is the story by God's grace.
你们要不要听？
You want to hear the rest of the story?
再半个小时，没有了，没有那么长。后来呢，两年之后啊，那我的儿子其实他跟神是这样的祷告。
Well, long story, but my son did this prayer.
他说，神啊，如果是你的旨意，我跟这个女孩 Agnes 分开之后呢，还会把我们带在一起。
He says, if that's your will, we will get together in the future.
那么现在呢，我就照着爸爸的意思，我就不再跟他交往。
And then for now, I'll stop this relationship.
因为神会带领我们的前途。
Because God will lead us our future path.
这16岁的孩子当时他的祷告。
And that's a prayer made by 16-year-old.
两三年之后，你们猜又怎么样了？
So guess what? In two or three years later,
很奇妙的，这个女孩又到美国来念书了。
And then three years later, she came back to the States to study.
那她跟 Daniel 就又联络上。
And she reconnected with Daniel.
那后文的不讲了，那后来就成为我的媳妇了。
Finally, she became my daughter-in-law.
那不但如此呢，因着她也帮助了我的女儿 Lydia 对于印尼的认识。
And through her, and let the daughter Lydia to get to know Indonesia.
所以不久 Lydia 要去印尼到山间里面去做宣教士。
And not too long, Lydia will leave to go for jungles of Indonesia.
弟兄姐妹，这是四十几年前的故事。
And this is a story of happened 40 years ago.
没有那么久啊。
Or 30.
我都记不起来，要问师母准确的日期啊。但是呢，这是至少呢三十多年前的故事。可是今天呢，我们看到一个父亲肯认错，神就给他加倍的恩典。
And that's a story that happens a long time ago, but shows that if a father can confess and repent, and then God will bless him.
我找不回来了，想你帮我找回来吧，跑到哪去了？结论啊
，The conclusion.
除了父亲天父之外，我们没有一个父亲是完全的。
Besides our God, Heavenly Father, no other father is perfect.
我们都是失败的，我们需要神的怜悯跟恩典。
We all failed, and we need mercy from our God.
如果神爱我们，我们犯罪，神一定会惩罚我们。
And then God loves us, He will really definitely punish us.
但那是爱的管教，是叫我们能够转回依靠他。
And that's a discipline by love, and so we can turn back to Him.
所以当我们愿意悔改的时候，神的怜悯就临到我们。
So when we willing to repent and change, His blessing will fall.
因为他更高的旨意是要我们改变，像他独一的儿子耶稣基督一样。
Now his will, his will is for us to be more like his son.
做父亲的，你可以给孩子最好的礼物，不是不犯错，而是肯认错。
So the best gift you can give to your child as a father is not to not making mistake, but be change, correct.
我们一起低头祷告。
Let's bow our head.
天父，你是最伟大也是最爱我们的天父。
Oh, Father, you're the greatest and then the most loving Father.
让我们每一个人都有带我们来这世界的父亲。
And that for each one of us have a father that bring us to this earth.
为的就是叫我们能够体会到父亲的爱，好像体会到你爱我们。
And so we can feel your love, such like you, how you love us.
但是我们做父亲的，我们经常是失败又失败。
But those of us who are father, we often continue to make mistakes.
我们求天父向我们施恩怜悯。
We ask Father to give us grace and mercy.
在这一个父亲节，我们做父亲的再一次立定心志，我们愿意认错、悔改、归向神。
And for we as a father, so we are willing to admit our mistakes and correct.
我们也求天父，让每一位做妻子的，要用温柔的心来帮助他们的丈夫做一个好父亲。
And then we also ask.The God leaded the wives to help them, help fathers with a kind heart.
我们这样的祈祷是奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
朋友，你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目。我是玛丽姐妹，很高兴你的收听，也盼望你的来信。如果你还没有相信主耶稣，请到活在耶稣里施工网站的首页，点击永生之道， 理解耶稣真理，今天就相信主耶稣，从而享受主内新生命的永生祝福。